Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. On this Friday morning, I'm a little tired here. I stayed up most of the night analyzing the debate live on BillO'Reilly.com and on some of our radio outlets that took it. Donald Trump won the debate, but I don't know how many votes he got out of it. He was the stronger of the two. He behaved. There wasn't any rudeness. He made his points. But Joe Biden, he delivered a pretty good performance. Even though I can't support him because I don't believe in his vision, the mental acuity issue wasn't there. The big thing now, though, is going forward, did Joe Biden get money? I mean, he set up his family while he was vice president, his two brothers and his son. There's no doubt about that. Even though the corporate media, the network news and Times and Washington Post, they're not covering it. It's true. Joe Biden used his position as vice president of the United States to enrich his family. And now, last night, President Trump insinuated Biden himself may have gotten money. It was a very intriguing part about the University of Pennsylvania paying Biden $900,000 after he left office, and that was Chinese money. I'm going to check that out. Now, that could sway the election to Trump, but it's got to be proven a little bit more than now, but it could happen. Now this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.